And I was working on my way here, I assure you, because I had my radio on. And I heard the announcement on the way into the radio station yesterday from Kathleen Wynne, who has pledged that her Ontario government by 2020 will make a historic $2.2 billion commitment to licensed childcare for children between the ages of 2.5 years and kindergarten. Andrea Morozek is a family program director at the public policy think tank CARDIS, and she joins us for a chat about this morning. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
What was your reaction when you first heard this news from Kathleen Wynne?
Well, several things, starting with the fact that she's actually spending money that this province doesn't have. But turning to the daycare issue, I'm very concerned that funding like this goes to help the people who need it least. So I noticed in the Toronto Star coverage of this today, they were quoting a University of Toronto professor who spoke about how this funding would make daycare so much more affordable for her. The median salary for a U of T professor is a six-figure salary. All along in daycare and discussions of daycare, I've advocated for us to help those who need it most. Clearly, this is a program that helps people who need it least. So that's just one aspect, but it's of grave concern to me when we choose to fund U of T professors with six-figure salaries so that they can have greater ease with their childcare needs.
So how perhaps could this announcement have been better targeted to meet the needs of those who do need it the most?
Well, targeting is a valid way to pursue childcare. It's something that I've discussed with economists. Queen's economist Steve Lehrer has talked about the need for targeting. And actually, when we don't target, one of the things we've seen in Quebec with their universal program is that wealthy people are accessing the system more on the backs of the poor. So Queen's economist Steve Lehrer is concerned that this might increase inequality because people who already have a degree of wealth and education are then accessing the system better than those who don't. So it really actually could serve to put us in a poorer position than the one we're in right now. But targeting is that basically comes down to income level. One way to target would be do it that way and to find out who really needs it and then make sure that they're having access to daycare.
So the fact, Andrea, that this is not targeted in any way, this comes as across-the-board funding for anybody with a child between the age of 2.5 years to kindergarten has access to this free childcare. Is it simply an effort or an attempt to buy some votes?
Well, yes, it is. And then in practice, it's going to be softly coercive. So right now we have a diversity of choices in the childcare arena. We see from surveys and polls that mostly parents are not choosing center-based care. Their first choice is a parent at home, second family members, third home neighborhood daycares that may or may not be licensed. And this is a form of care that only prioritizes licensed center-based care. So basically, I think that it's going to end up being softly coercive, that your choices are not good enough for the government. They need you to choose what they're offering. That's how these things end up working. So it may end up looking like it's popular if it goes through, but I don't much like Starbucks coffee, but when they give me a free one, I'll take it. And that's what offers of free things generally do, is they skew the demand.
One of the other things that I find a little bit curious is the suggestion that by offering this widespread access to daycare, it will allow parents to re-enter the workforce more quickly. I thought most were doing that after a one-year parental leave anyway. So I'm not sure what happened in that 18 months between the one-year parental leave and then the 2.5 years of age.
Yeah, and this is where it's complete playing of politics, because you're absolutely right. We have the sort of standard, if you will, for many, not all, but parents returning to work after 1 year would be fairly common. And now we have offers of childcare at 2.5 years. So there is obviously a big gap there. I think that the market in the between 12 months and the 2.5 years, the market is going to tighten a whole lot because of the economics of how daycare work. Older children have always subsidized younger children in daycare. If you pull out those older kids, the younger kids will either be very, very expensive for parents, or the daycares will close. So yeah, it's politics at the, it's the worst kind of politics, really. And I do hope that Ontarians are able to see that it's really not the gift that it's being presented as.
Can we make an argument, Andrea, for the benefits of publicly funded early childhood care like is being proposed? And we have to be clear about that. It's a proposal. It wouldn't even start till 2020. So it's a what if, depending on what happens in the June election. But could we make any argument from an economic standpoint or otherwise that children who receive this kind of publicly funded care at this age have better successes later in life? They graduate high school at better rates. They get better jobs, those sorts of things, so that we could look at these youngsters as future well-adjusted tax-paying Ontarians?
For the vast majority of Ontario kids, the opposite is true. The only research showing that children fare well in center-based or institutional daycare environments is when they were disadvantaged to begin with, and that returns us to the discussion about targeting. The research is quite clear on this, that when children come from a disadvantaged background and they get into a care situation like the one being proposed, they can do better because their home environment wasn't all that great. But when we have thankfully the vast majority of Ontario kids are not disadvantaged, and when they get into a center-based care environment, they do worse. And it's possibly because there's less attention being paid. It's possibly because it skews parenting. We've seen that through the research looking at Quebec. So in point of fact, for the majority of Ontario kids, the opposite is true.
Andrea, it's great to get your perspective on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You as well. Bye-bye. Andrea Mrozek, she is a family program director at the public policy think tank, CARDIS.